This week on Minnesota Native News, the plan to help Natives experiencing homelessness in Minneapolis and beyond. This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. For nearly 10 months, a small tent city has been growing along a six-lane stretch of road on the south side of Minneapolis. The encampment of homeless people has been dubbed the Wall of Forgotten Natives for the many Native people staying there. This week, a new shelter is opening on a plot of land in Minneapolis owned by the Red Lake Nation. Reporter Melissa Townsend tells us more.
The $1.5 million shelter is called a navigation center, and it's unlike any other shelter in the city. It's staffed with people offering support services, hence the name. You can navigate your way into some help. It's open 24 hours a day, so no one is forced to leave during daytime hours. And there are no sobriety requirements for entry. It is also temporary. The shelter, which just opened this week, is slated to close in May. Minneapolis city officials say they are moving camp residents from their tents to the navigation center this week. But they haven't given any details on what will happen to the tent camp or the people who say they want to stay there. Many Native leaders in the region support the move.
Well, I just haven't found the camp to be a sustainable housing option. I don't agree that keeping people in such dire straits is a good thing.
Michael Gozy is CEO of the American Indian Community Development Corporation. His nonprofit builds and manages permanent supportive housing complexes around the American Indian Cultural Corridor. Gozy says the Navigation Center will help people stay safe and warm this winter. But in the end, that's not nearly enough.
That's my concern with the Navigation Center, is that the city invested $1.5 million. It's going to help us through the next number of months, but then what?
While all this has been happening, the Minneapolis City Council passed a new plan with $40 million to build new affordable housing in the city. Gozy says that's great, but will it be the kind of supportive housing he thinks folks in the camp really need?
The level of intensity that we need to help the people that are struggling the hardest is greater.
Gozy wants to see super affordable units with support services like case management.
We've been very successful with providing housing with supportive services. We have some case managers. We can work with the people because I see that the more people we have helping them works best.
From the first citywide meetings about the homeless encampment, city leaders talked about developing a short-term solution and a long-term solution. Apparently, the short-term solution is here, the Navigation Center. Now, what about this long-term solution? How will city, county, state, and tribal leaders provide appropriate housing and services to help people move their lives in a positive direction?
Well, you know, there are small conversations, but there's never been a strategic conversation with all the players brought to the table to have, you know, meaningful conversations in regards to next steps.
Gozy says it'll take a lot of talk and a lot of money.
You know, Minnesota really has the ability to provide a greater level of support for the less fortunate of every community. No matter whether it's here or Fergus Falls, I think that has to be looked at.
In the meantime, there will be some folks living in the Navigation Center, probably some folks still in the camp, an untold number of people scattered under bridges and along roadsides all around the region. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Melissa Townsend.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at MN Native News.